The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 20, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 25th, 1972, in Hyderabad, India.
Ayang bhutya bhavita mana bhuya aja nitya sasatoyam purana na hannate hannamane sarire. So the soul cannot be killed. Na hannate hannamane sarire. And the soul has no birth, no death. As Krishna is eternal, Krishna has no birth and death. Ajopi san abhayatma. Krishna says in the fourth chapter, Ajo. Krishna's another name is Ajo. All Vishnu Tattva, Ajo. We are also Ajo. Ajo means who does not take birth. So, the both Krishna or God and the living entities, they are eternal. Nitya nityana, chetana chetanana. The only difference is, because we are a small particle, therefore we are prone to be covered by material energy. This is the difference. We become chuta, fallen down. But Krishna is achuta. He never falls down. That is the difference. So, just like cloud. Cloud can cover a portion of sunlight. Not that cloud can cover all the sunlight. That is not possible. Suppose, now this sky is covered with cloud, maybe 100 miles, 200 miles or 500 miles. But what is 500 miles in comparison to the sun? Millions and trillions of miles. So, the cloud covers our eyes, not the sun. Similarly, Maya can cover the eyes of the living entity. Maya does not cover the Supreme Person. No, that is not possible. So, this so-called birth and death is due to the covering of Maya, the marginal potency. We are, Krishna has got many potencies. Parasa Shakti Vividaiva Sriyati, that is Vedic instruction. The Absolute Truth has multi-energies. Whatever we see, Parasa Brahmana Shakti, Sarvedam Akhilam Jagat. Whatever little we are seeing, that is simply distribution of the energy of the Supreme. Exactly the same way. The sun shine and the sun glow and the sun god. Sun god from him, not only sun god, there are other living entities also. Their body is glowing. They have got fiery body. As we have got earthly body, Earth is prominent in this planet. Similarly, in the sun planet, the fire is prominent. As Earth is one of the five elements, fire is also another one of the five elements. These things will be explained that the soul is never burned by the fire. So there is no question of thinking that in the sun planet there is no living being. There are living beings suitable for the planet. We learn from Brahma Sanghita that Kotishu Vasudhadi Vibhuti Bhinnam. Vasudha means planet. There are innumerable planets in each and every universe. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Kotishu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. This is only one universe. There are millions of universes also. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested by one devotee of Lord Chaitanya, that, my dear Lord, you have come, kindly you take away all these conditioned souls. And if you think that they are horribly sinful, they cannot be delivered, then you transfer all these sins upon me, I shall suffer, you better take them out. This is Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava philosophy means that paradukha dukhi. Actually, a Vaishnava is unhappy by seeing others unhappy. Personally, he has no unhappiness. Because he is in contact with Krishna, how he can be unhappy? Personally, he has no unhappiness. But he becomes unhappy by seeing the conditioned soul unhappy. Paradukha dukhi. Therefore, Vasudeva Ghosh, he requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you deliver all these unhappy conditioned souls, and if you think they are sinful, they cannot be delivered, they transfer all the sins of these people to me, I shall suffer, and you take them out. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much pleased by his proposition, and he smiled. He said that this Brahmanda, this universe, is only just like a mustard grain in the bag of a mustard seed. Our point is, that's why there are so many universes. Just compare. You take a bag of mustard seeds and pick up one grain in comparison to the pack of mustard seeds. What is the value of this one grain? Similarly, this universe is like that. There are so many universes. The modern scientists, they are trying to go to other planets. Even they go, what is the credit there? There are Kotishu Vasudhadi Vibhuti Bhinnam. One cannot go so many planets. Even according to their calculation, if they want to go to the topmost planet, which we call Brahmaloka, it will take 40,000s of years in the light year calculation. So, in God's creation, everything is unlimited. It is not limited with our perspective of knowledge. So, there are so many innumerable universes, innumerable planets, and there are innumerable living entities, and all of them are rotating according to their karma. And birth and death means changing one body to another. I make one plan in this life, and because everyone is in the bodily concept of life, so long we are in the bodily concept of life, I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya, I am Vaishya, I am Shudra, I am Indian, I am American, I am so and so. These are all bodily concept of life, designations. So long I am in bodily concept of dying, I think I have got this duty to do. As Brahman, I have got to do such and such things. As American, I have got to do so many things. So long this consciousness will continue, we will have to accept another body. This is the nature's process. Therefore we make some plan in this life, and this material body, this gross body is finished, that is dead. But my idea in the subtle body, in the mind, it remains. And because it remains in my mind, therefore, to fulfill my desire, I have to accept another body. This is the law of transmigration of the soul. The soul is thus with his flesh, he is transformed into another gross body. And along with the soul, there is super soul, supreme personality of body. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtya matta smriti jnanam apohanam. So the super soul, supreme personality of Godhead, gives him intelligence. Now you wanted to execute this plan. Now you have got a suitable body and you can do it. So therefore we find that somebody is great scientist or very nice mechanic. This means that in the last life he was mechanic, he was making some plan, and this life he gets chance and he fulfills his desire, he discovers something and becomes very reputed, famous man. Because karmis, they want three things: lab, puja, pratistha. They want some material profit and they want some material adoration. And lab, puja, pratistha and stability. This is material life. So one after another we are trying to have some material profit, some material adoration, a material reputation, and therefore we are having different types of body, and it is going on. Actually, this acceptance of body does not mean I die. I am there. In subtle form, I am there. Najayate namriyate. Therefore, there is no question of birth and death. It is simply transformation of the body. Bhashaṁsi jinnāni jadhāvyāyo. That we will explain in the next part. Vāsāṁsi jinnāni jathābhyahāya navāni ginnāti naro aparāni tathā sarirāni vihāya jinnāni annāni saṅjāti navāni dehi. Dehi, the living entity, simply changing the dress. It is the dress. This body is dress. Now, the question is, just like there was some discussion, that the spirit has no form. How it can be? If this body is my dress, how I have no form? How the dress has got form? My coat or shirt has got a form because my body has got a form. I have got two hands, therefore my dress, my coat has also two hands. My shirt has also two hands. So, if this is dress, this body, as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Vāsāṁsi jinnāni jathāvihāya. So, if it is dress, then I must have a form. Otherwise, how this dress is made? It is very logical conclusion and very easy to understand. Unless I have got my own form, how the dress has got form? What is the answer? Anyone can say? How the original living entity can be without hands and legs? If this body is my dress, just like you go to a tailor, he takes measurement of your hand, of your leg, of your chest, then your coat or shirt is made. Similarly, when you have got a particular type of dress, it is to be assumed that I have got my form, spiritual form. Nobody can refute this argument. And apart from our so-called argument, we have to accept the statement of Krishna, because he is authority. So, if I think that I am this coat, that is my ignorance. And that is going on. The so-called service to the humanity means washing the coat. Just like if you are hungry and I wash your coat very nicely with soap, will you be satisfied? No, that is not possible. So, every one of us is spiritually hungry. What these people will do by washing the coat and shirt? There cannot be any peace. The so-called humanitarian service means they are washing this basangshi jinnan. That's all. And death means, it is explained very nicely, that when the dress, your dress, my dress, becomes too old, we change it. Similarly, birth and death means changing the death. It is very clearly explained. Basangshi jinnani jatha vihaya. Jinnani, old dress, old garment, we throw it away and take another new dress, new garment. Similarly, basangshi jinnani jathavya navani ginnati, a new fresh dress. Similarly, I am old man, so if I am not liberated, if I have got so many plans to execute in this material world, then I will have to accept another world. But if you have no more plan, niskinchana, that is called niskinchana. Niskinchana sa bhagavad bhajanon mukhas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Niskinchana, one has to be completely freedom, complete freedom about this material world. One should be disgusted. Then there is possibility of being transferred to the spiritual world. So long one has got a pinch of desire that if I would have become like Brahma or like King, like Jawaharlal Nehru, then I will have to accept the body. This desire. Krishna is so liberal, so kind. Whatever we want, jetathamang prapadyante, Krishna will give you. Take something from Krishna, just like the Christians pray, "Oh God, give us our daily bread." See, is it very difficult task for Krishna to give our daily? He is giving already. He is giving daily bread to everyone. So this is not the mode of prayer. There, mode of prayer, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Mama janmani, janmani sare bhavatad bhakti rahita ki dai." This is prayer. We haven't got to ask anything. Krishna, God has made ample arrangement for our maintenance. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. But it is restricted by nature. When you are sinful, we become atheists, we become demons, then the supply is restricted. Then we cry for, there is no rain, there is no this, no that. That is nature's restriction. But from God's arrangement, there is sufficient food for everyone. Eka bahunam vidudhati kama. He supplying everyone. So long we'll have a pinch of material desire to execute our plan, then we have to accept a material body, and that is called janma. Otherwise, the living entity has no birth and death. Now this janma and mrityu, the living entity, they are compared with the sparks and the Supreme Lord as the big fire. So, the big fire, that is the comparison. and the small spark, both of them are fire. But sometimes the sparks fall down from the big fire. That is our fall down. The fall down means we come into the material world. Why? Just to enjoy, to imitate Krishna. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So we are servants. Sometimes it is natural. The servant deserves that if I could enjoy like the master. So when this sentiment or proposition comes, that is called maya, because we cannot be enjoyer. This is false. If I think that I can become enjoyer, even in this material world, so-called, there everyone is trying to become enjoyer. And the last snare of enjoyer means the one thinks that now I shall become God. This is the last snare. First of all, I want to become manager or proprietor, then prime minister, then this and that, and when everything is baffled, then one thinks that now I shall become God. That means the same propensity to become master, to imitate Krishna, is going on. Therefore, this desire that I shall merge into the existence of God, I shall become true. So just like the example is given that I am drop of water, now I shall merge into the big ocean, therefore I shall become ocean. This example is generally given by the Mahavadi philosopher. The drop of water is, when mixed up with the ocean water, they become one. That is only imagination. Every water molecular, there are so many individual molecular parts. Apart from that, suppose you mix up with the water and merge into the Brahma existence, the samudra, the sea or the ocean, then again you will be evaporated. Because the water is evaporated from the ocean and it becomes cloud and again falls down on the ground and it goes down again to the ocean. This is going on. This is called avagaman, coming and again mixing. So what is the benefit? But the Vaishnava philosophy says that we do not want to mix up with the water. We want to become a piece within the ocean. That is very nice. If you want to become fish, a big fish or a small fish, it doesn't matter. If you go deep into the water, then there is no more evaporation. You remain. Similarly, the spiritual world, the Brahma effulgence, if Nidbhed Brahmanusandhi, those who are trying to merge into the Brahma existence, for them, it is not very safe. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vimukta manina. That thinking that now I am merged into the Brahma effulgence, now I am safe. No, it is not safe. Because it is said, arujya kritchena parang padang tata patanti. Even after great austerities and penance, one may rise parangpada, merging into the Brahma effulgence. Still from there he falls down. Because Brahma, the spirit soul, is anandamaya. As Krishna, or the Absolute, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is anandamaya vyasa satchidananda vigraha. So, simply by merging into the Brahma existence, one cannot become anandamaya. Just like you are going very high in the sky, so to remain in the sky, it is not very anandamaya. If you can get shelter in some planet, then it is anandamaya. Otherwise, you have to come back again on this planet. So, nirvishesh, without varieties, there cannot be any ananda. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. So we are disgusted with these material varieties. Therefore, some is trying to make these varieties zero, and some is trying to make this variety impersonal. But that will not give us the exact transcendental pleasure. If you can go up into the Brahma effulgence and take shelter of Krishna or Narayan, there are innumerable planets in the Brahma effulgence. They are called Vaikuntha Loka, and the topmost Vaikuntha Loka is called Goloka Vrindavan. So, if you are fortunate enough to take shelter with one of these planets, then you are eternally happy in blissful condition of knowledge. Otherwise, simply to merge into the Brahma effulgence is not very safe, because we want ananda. So, in impersonal zero standard, there cannot be any ananda. But because we have no information, the Mayavadi philosopher of the Vaikuntha planets, they come back to this again, to this material planet. Arujya kichena parang padang tata patanti adha. Adha means in this material world, that I have explained many times, there are so many big sannyasis. They give up this material world as mithya, jagan mithya, and take sannyas, and then again, after a few days, they come to social service, politics, because they could not realize what is Brahma. They, for ananda, they have to take part in these material activities. Because ananda, we want ananda maya vyasa. So if there is no spiritual ananda, there must be, they must come to the inferior quality. This material world is inferior quality, apara. If we cannot get spiritual ananda or superior pleasure, then we have to take this material pleasure, because you want pleasure. Everyone searching after pleasure. So arujya krichena parang padang tata patanti adha. So for this pleasure only, we are making so many plans. According to our own brain, a teeny brain, we are making plans. In a state also they are making plans, personally, individually, and commercially, everyone is making plans. The plan making means becoming entangled, and they have to take birth again to fulfill the plan. Vasana, this is called vasana. So we have to purify the vasana, desire. That is required. If you don't purify, then we have to take birth and death, repetition of birth and death. So that desire, how it can be purified? That desire can be purified. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. We have to give up this designation. I am Brahman, I am Shudra, I am Kshatriya, I am American, I am Indian, I am this, so many designations, because I am spirit soul. But this covering is my designation. So if I identify with this designation, then I'll have to repeat the birth and death. That you can purify. How it can be purified? That can be purified by devotion and service. When you understand that you are part and parcel of Krishna, when I understand that I am eternally related with Krishna, He is supreme, I am servant, and when I engage myself in His service, that is the purification of desire. Without Krishna consciousness, everyone is acting on different material consciousness. I am American, therefore I must work in this way. I must fight with the Russians. Russian thinking that I am Russian, I must fight the American or the China. So many designations. This is called Maya, illusion. So we have to purify. That purification means one must know that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. So what I am doing as spirit soul, whatever I am working at the present moment on this bodily concept of life, but whatever what I am doing as spirit soul, this knowledge requires. This knowledge comes when we are purified. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kaankhati samas sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labate param. Mad bhakti labate param. When? After being free from this material designation, Brahma bhuta. After being free, not before that. So, bhakti is not a sentiment. Bhakti, people say, those who are not very learned, cannot study Vedic literature very nicely, and therefore they take to bhakti. No. Bhakti, actual bhakti begins when one has become completely brahma-bhūta. Brahma-bhūta prasannātmā na sochati na kāṅkhati samasarveshu bhūteshu madbhakti labhate parāṁ. That is pure transcendental state of executing devotional service. After being free from material designation. Sarva-bhādhi vinirmuktam tat-paratena nirmalam. That is called nirmal. That is mukti. Because spirit soul is eternal. It has to be cleansed, the material contamination. So when it is clean, then rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. When our senses are purified, not this American hand or Indian hand, it is Krishna's hand. This hand should be engaged in Krishna's service, in sweeping the temple. If he thinks like this, he is far, far greater than any Vedanti. If he simply knows that this hand belongs to Krishna, then he is far, far greater than any Vedanti. These Vedantis, of course, all devotees, they are Vedantis. But somebody thinks that he has monopolized as Vedanta. Veda means knowledge. Anta means ultimate. So Vedanta means ultimate knowledge. The ultimate knowledge is Krishna. Veda is chasadvai ahameva vedam. So the so-called Vedantis, if he cannot understand what is Krishna, what is the meaning of that Vedanta? It has no meaning. He is perfect Vedanti who knows that Krishna is supreme, he is my Lord, I am his eternal servant. This is Vedanta knowledge. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gopal Swarupa,
Krishna but I
want to know,
who is Lord Shiva, Vishnu and Brahma, whether these three
are
God?
Yes, they are expansion of God. Just like the earth, and then from earth you find trees, wood, and then in the tree you can set fire, it becomes smoke, then comes out the fire. When you get the fire, you can take your work from the fire. So, everything is one. But that's the same example. From earth, the wood, from wood, the smoke, from smoke, the fire. But if you have to take business, then it is required the fire, although all of them are the one. Similarly, there are demigod, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. So, if you have to take business, then you have to go to the fire, Vishnu, Satogun. This is the process. Although they are one, but your business can be completed with Vishnu, not with others. What is my business? My business is to get out of these material clutches. So, if anyone is eager to be free from these material clutches, then he must take shelter of Vishnu, not others.
Kindly let me know that what is desire? The goal of desire is that we can't delight God. And delighting God itself is a desire.
Desire means material desires. If you think that you are Indian and your desire is how to make your country improve, so many desires. Or if you are a family man, so these are all material desires. So long you are enwrapped by material desires, then you are under the condition of material nature. As soon as you think that you are not Indian or American, you are not a Brahmin or Vaishnava, Brahmin or Kshatriya, you are eternal servant of Krishna, and that is called purified desire. Desire is there, but you have to purify the desire. That I have explained just now. Sarvopadhi vinid muktam. These are upadhi. Suppose you are in a black coat. So does it mean you are black coat? If I ask you, who are you? If you say, I am black coat. Is that the proper answer? No. Similarly, we are in a dress, American dress or Indian dress. See, if somebody asks you, who are you? I am Indian. And that is wrong identification. If you say, Aham Brahmasmi, that is your real identification. That realization we call. That requires, you have to go. Tapasa Brahmacharyena. You have to undergo the principle. Adu sadhya tatu sadhu sangha ata bhajana kriya. You have to accept the process. Then you realize. So that is the practice. You should simply come to the thinking of Krishna. That is perfection. And if you become embarrassed with so many things, there is risk of becoming a cat, dog, deer or demigod, anything. Jang-jang bapi smaran loke, tajatante kalevaram. You're at the time of death, whatever you desire, you get the next body. That is the nature's law. I've been in Russia, in Moscow, many young men there are very much anxious to accept this Krishna consciousness movement, and some of them were initiated by me, and they are going on, just like these boys are going on. So far my experience is concerned, everywhere I go, people are the same. It is by artificial, means. They have been designated as communists and this and that. So, they are all the same. As soon as we speak of Krishna consciousness, they respond immediately. That is my experience. Actually, there is a fact. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Kabhu Noy. Sarvanadi Shuddha Chitte Karoye Udar. The Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart. It is dormant. But it is contaminated and covered by the material dirty things. So, Sarvanadi Shuddha Chitte. This means that you are hearing. Just like these boys, these American and European boys, they came, first of all, to hear me. By hearing, now their Krishna consciousness is awakened and they have taken seriously to Krishna devotion. Everyone has got Krishna consciousness within. Our process, the Sankirtan movement, is to awaken that consciousness. That's all. One man is sleeping, to awaken. Get up. Uttishtata, jagrata, prata varan nivodata. So this is our process. It's not that artificially we are making somebody Krishna conscious. Krishna consciousness is there already. There is a birthright of every living entity. Krishna says, Mumi Vamsa Jiva Bhuta. Just like father and his son, there cannot be any separation. But sometimes it happens that the son goes out of home by some chance or from childhood, he forgets who is his father. And that is a different thing. But the relationship between father and son is never broken. So we are all Krishna's part and parcel. Mamevaansa jivabhu. So our relationship is eternal. Now we have forgotten. We are thinking that I am not Krishna, I am American, I am Indian. This is our illusion. So by proper method, the method is hearing, and to chant through his ear, you are not American, you are Krishna. You are not American, you are not Indian, you are Krishna. In this way, hearing, he goes, oh yes, I am Krishna. This is it. We have to constantly inject, you are not American, you are not Indian, you are not Russian. You are Krishna. That if mantra has got value, then it comes, oh yes, I am Krishna. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Why I was thinking I am Russian and American and this and that? Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Na sochati na kankhati. As soon as he comes to that state, he has no more lamentation. Here, as American Indian or Russian, we have got two things, lamentation and hankering. Everyone is hankering what he does not possess. I must have this. And what he possesses, if it is lost, he is lamenting, oh, I have lost. So these two businesses are going on. So long you do not come to Krishna consciousness, these two business will go on, lamenting and hankering. And as soon as you come to Krishna consciousness, you become joyful. There is no reason of lamenting, there is no reason of hankering. Everything is complete, Krishna is complete, so he becomes free. That is Brahma Bhuta state. So this can be awakened by hearing. Therefore, the Vedic mantra is called Shruti. One has to receive this awakeness through the ear. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Always one has to hear and chant about Vishnu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Then Chita Dattvanam Arjunam. Everything will be cleansed and he'll come to understand that I am eternal servant of Krishna. When you become Vaishnava, the Brahmanism is already included. General process is, unless one does not come to the Satogun platform, he cannot understand what is Krishna consciousness. That is the general. But devotional service, Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that simply by hearing about Krishna, you come to immediately to the Brahminical platform. Nashta prayasu abhadresu nittang bhagavata sevaya. Abhadra. Abhadra means these three qualities of material nature. Even Brahminical quality. The Shudra quality, the Vaishya quality, or the Kshatriya quality, or even Brahman quality. They are all avadras. Because in Brahman quality, again the same identification comes. Oh, I am Brahmin. Nobody can become Brahmin without birth. I am great, I am Brahmin. This false prestige comes. So he becomes bound up. Even in Brahminical quality. But when he comes to the spiritual platform actually, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I am not Brahmin, I am not Sannyasi, I am not Grihastha, I am not Brahmachari, not. These eight principles, Varna Asam, he denies. Then what you are? Gopi Bhattu Padakamalu, Dasa Dasanu Dasa. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. This is self-realization. Why suppose he is? Why you suppose like that?
But at the same time, only in Indian history or in Indian philosophy, only God's description is there. But if there about in America or in other countries, in other continents, there is no description in their history at all.
Because there is no history and there is no philosophy. There is no philosophy in other countries. If there is any philosophy, that is in India. And you are so, that you say, because the philosophy is not in America, therefore this philosophy is null and void. Why not? They do not know. Now they are knowing it. Why you are so envious of America? God is everywhere, therefore God's disciples or God's sons are everywhere. So if in America this Krishna consciousness is preached, why you are envious? Why you are envious? You do not like that this philosophy should be preached in America? Then? But that
there is no history at all. Even in Indian history also, there is no mention that Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna went to America or Russia like that, and there were also some other.
So, have you read Krishna's book, Bhagavad Gita? Then you do not know what Krishna says, that everyone, my son. Krishna says, sarva-yonishu kaunteya sambhavanti murtayaja tasang mahajani brahma ahang bija pudha. Krishna claims everyone, American, Indians, birds, bees, everyone, his son. You do not know the philosophy.
Gita is coming out of India.
That is why it is made. So it is, because it is made in India, therefore it should not be accepted?
Not accepted.
Then, what is your philosophy?
I do not know.
What is your philosophy? I do not know. Okay, there is history. The Christian believe God, the Krishna is God. So what is the difference? Krishna is God. So did they not believe in God in the Western histories? That's all right. Now they believed in God. Now we are giving the here is God. That is the difference. They believed in God, but they did not know. What is that? Now we are giving, here is God, here is the name and address of God. What is the difference?
I am not asking about
that.
In India, God is
in India. Why you are thinking in India? God is not for India or America. God is for everyone. Yes, they prevailed. They also went from India. That is the history. They are all the Kshatriyas. They went to Europe and America. That is in the Mahabharata history. They were also on the Vedic culture. Now they have lost. Just like recent, you have got experience within 20 years. Some of the Hindus who became Mahavedans and they become Pakistani. But 20 years before, they are not Pakistan. So gradually this misconception is increasing. Otherwise there was one. One God, one civilization, everything, there was one. What is that?
Come to the servants of Krishna, so why should we think that we are Krishna?
Who thinks we are Krishna? We do not think. We do not think like that. We are servants of Krishna. We are Krishnas. That's like you are son of your father. Similarly, we are servants of Krishna. We are not Krishna. Who says that we are Krishna? We do not say.